First, getting more young people to vote is an ongoing challenge. Take the 2018 midterms, for example. Tufts University estimated the number of young people who turned out was the highest it had been in more than two decades. But even with that, only 31% of younger people voted, meaning nearly 70% didn't. National efforts have tried to change that, including one that focused attention on Wisconsin last year. Emily Hamer is a reporter with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She recently took a closer look at efforts to get out Wisconsin's youth vote. Emily, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Well, what do we know about younger voter turnout in Wisconsin in recent elections?
So from 2014 to 2018, the 2014 being the last midterm, the number of new young people who turned out to vote increased by 80,000, according to NextGen's estimates. That's one of the political groups that's trying to turn out young people. So, and Evers won the election by just over 29,000 votes. So these new young people turning out for Evers really helped push him to victory.
Now that jump sounds significant, but compared to older voting groups, how do younger voters look?
Yeah, so younger voters, historically, they just do not turn out at the rates that older voters do. And so I think sometimes older voters will be turning out at like 70%, whereas in the midterms, young people are hovering around that 30% number in Wisconsin, and oftentimes even below that.
Before we dig deeper into that, I guess we should figure out what we mean when we say younger voters. What kind of age range are we talking about?
So most people, when they say younger voters, they're talking about 18 to 29-year-olds. But in a lot of NextGen's estimates, they peg that as 18 to 35-year-olds. So it goes a little bit back and forth between those two age cohorts, but mostly 30 and under.
And before we get into groups like NextGen, there's a lot of politics watchers have got to be thinking, okay, maybe this is a gold mine for us. If we can bump up the youth vote in our favor one way or the other, that's something like you were saying with the election for governor, potentially that's something that could sway an election.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that that's what these groups, NextGen in particular, is hoping will happen. One of the spokespeople from NextGen told me that he hopes that their work in Wisconsin will show groups and campaigns that, especially progressive campaigns, that if they get young people to turn out, that can be the key to Democrats winning elections, since young people tend to be more Democratic leaning.
Right. Talk about this NextGen group, because they were pretty active, you write, in Wisconsin for last year's elections. They are looking to boost youth voter turnout in a particular direction.
Right. So NextGen America was this group that was funded by billionaire Tom Steyer. He pumped $33 million into this effort to get young progressives to turn out to the polls. So they did things like having bounce houses, puppies. They had goats at UW Stout. They had a petting zoo there with cows and other farm animals. And they also had celebrities on UW-Madison's campus. So they were trying all of these different things to get young people to turn out to vote. They also did more conventional methods as well with online digital advertising. One thing that they did do, though, is that they didn't do any television advertising at all, because young people are online, not on cable TV. And then they knocked on nearly 180,000 doors. So they had a presence in 11 states where they were focusing on getting young progressives to the polls.
And we were one of those in Wisconsin. And those knocks on the door, some people got a lot of reminders to vote, and you write that some of the people you talked to felt like maybe they got too many reminders to vote.
Yeah, one young student that I talked to, he said that he was getting knocks on his door 2 to 3 times a day. He didn't remember if that was NextGen or campaigns, but basically young people on UW-Madison's campus were seeing these efforts kind of everywhere.
And campus seems to be a key word here. A lot of these efforts focused on college campuses.
Yeah. So NextGen in Wisconsin, they were focusing on 32 college campuses. They were trying to reach outside of that, but a spokesperson explained to me that their demographic is in such a concentrated area on college campuses with so many young people there. And going outside of that was really a challenge for them that they were trying to address, but it's hard.
Talking to Emily Hamer from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism about efforts to get young people to vote here in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Emily, in this piece, you talked to some experts on youth voting efforts, and one problem they see is nobody's doing things again and again. Nobody's really doing things in a research-driven way that you're going to know if they're going to work as well next time as they did this time.
Yeah, so I think one of the problems is that it's really hard to do research in this area because there are so many different variables in each election. So there, like in this past election, we saw the highest turnout for young people in 25 years. But was that driven by NextGen? Was it because of Trump? Was it because there were more competitive races in this midterm? Was it because media was covering young people more positively with all the activism surrounding the Parkland shooting? It's really hard to tell, parse out which things are causing these positive effects.
You also talked to some young voters and young non-voters. What kind of stories did you hear from them about why they did or didn't vote?
So I think some of the stories that stuck with me particularly were young people who are not going to college, who really just had this sort of deep skepticism about the political system. One young person talked about how he just thought that his vote wasn't going to change anything. And another talked about how he thinks that there is this group of people who sit at the table and they make all the decisions for us and he doesn't have a seat at that table. And I think that another talked about how, since he's a young person of color, he thinks that politicians who are just kind of spewing talking points for the sake of entertainment aren't gonna come into his community and really see what's happening on the ground.
And you also talked to people who were enthusiastic about voting, who probably would have voted regardless of efforts like NextGen's. What kind of stories did you hear from them?
Yeah, so one young person that I talked to, her name was Frances. She was at an anti-NRA rally in Madison. She goes to Loyola University in Illinois. And she talked about going to the polls with her parents since she was five and how she signed a pledge to vote card that NextGen gave to her that to try to get her to turn out to vote. But she was already planning on voting anyway. She voted absentee in Madison's primary this past February when she was in Illinois. She's a pretty dedicated voter. And she just talked about how her parents really impressed on her that she has power through her vote and that's the way she can make a difference.
And some people have tried to make the demographic point. If everybody in the millennial generation and then whatever people end up calling the generation we're talking about, Generation Z, seems mm-hmm. to be what people are sticking with for
right.
now, that they would really be, if they turned out at levels like baby boomers, they would be a very potent force, and people have been making that argument to younger people, right?
Yeah, so by 2020, Pew Research projects that millennials and Gen Zs together, they're going to make up a larger portion of the electorate than baby boomers. So if young people actually turned out, they could be the most powerful force in upcoming elections.
So when you talk to people who organize these efforts and talk about youth voting, are they talking about doing similar efforts again?
Yeah, NextGen says that they have kept staff on the ground in all 11 of their states, and they're going to continue organizing through 2020.
And is there a thought that turnout might keep going up, or is this a one-off? Especially when you talk to experts, how are they looking at that jump in 2018?
Yeah, so the experts that I talked to said that they wouldn't be surprised if turnout kept increasing in 2020, since that's going to be a really big, exciting election. But they think it's going to be more telling looking at 2022 and beyond as to whether this turnout is actually sustainable. Since that election won't be as competitive and exciting, they think that this election and 2020 could just be sort of one-offs, and this increase isn't really sustainable beyond that.
Now, one thing we haven't really touched on yet is social media and the impact that might have on people voting or not voting. Was that a part of the outreach efforts from a group like NextGen?
Yeah, so they also were targeting young people on social media platforms like Instagram and Twitter. And one of the young people I talked to, Borna, he said that he saw those advertisements in his social media and on YouTube when he was watching videos. So I think that that had an impact as well.
But again, given the limited research on this, there's no way to really know if that actually worked, if that made people vote who weren't going to vote otherwise.
Right. Yeah. And I think that in terms of something, a solution that's actually sustainable for the future, there seem to be general agreement that to cast the widest net, it would be a good idea to target public schools and get better civic education in the school system, because you can really catch everyone on that level.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Emily, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
That's Emily Hamer, a reporter with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She was with us today to talk about her latest piece looking at how young Wisconsinites are thinking about voting and recent efforts to boost youth voter turnout here in the state. Love to hear your story if you are a younger voter. You can define that however you want, 18 to 29, 18 to 35, however you like. Talk about why and whether you vote. What do you think motivates you to vote or to not go to the polls in any given election? Talking about your voting story. You can email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.